given the fact we've had an incredible moment last night with the Rugby League World Cup and, of course, the Test match that's going on in Adelaide at the moment. One of the guys who's had some outstanding performances in Australia v England moments, including being a youngster on that tour.
Was it the 1990
In 1990,
tour?
Kangaroo okay. Tour, but I don't think he played in that Test match at Old Trafford, the Ricky Stewart. We'll ask him because he's on the line. There's lots to talk about with Brad Fittler. G'day, Fred.
Good morning. No, I didn't play either.
No.
Okay. I've got a story, though, about that game, if you'd like to hear it.
Can you tell it on a Sunday morning? Remember, we're a family program.
Yes, I can. Okay. So what happened, they had a kicking competition. So they had Breno Boddicker, Graham Steadman, myself, and I forget the other one, but these absolute gun goal kickers, and they said they needed someone to represent Australia. So I said, okay, I'll do it. Anyway, so we're out in the stadium as the boys were warming up, actually, for a part of it, and we had six goal kicks. And so before I knew I was no chance, and there was actually some like £5,000 for the winner.
Mm.
So I actually sat down as an 18-year-old and convinced them that we should share it. And I kicked one from six.
Did they agree, Fred?
They agreed.
Oh, there you
Too
go.
Too smart, you, Fred.
Mate, 18-year-old just pulling strings.
Too smart. Hey, that game last night, I'm sure you would have watched it. I just thought it was an epic contest. What were your thoughts on that 6-0 win for Australia?
Yeah, outstanding. Really, you know, brutal.
Yeah.
And I thought the ref did a really good job early and just allowed things to flow. And I thought both sides got their shots off. And I thought that made for a great game. I thought our defence was just incredible. And although, you know, England, I think they had three chances down there. They threw one over the sideline and come up with two errors on early tackle. So,
yeah.
If anything, their execution at the big moment sort of failed, but I thought our defence, you know, was incredible. But you know, great game, and you know, a really fitting way, I think, to finish the World Cup.
A great World Cup, wasn't it, Fred? Anyone who says international football isn't alive and kicking only has to watch this tournament and particularly that final.
Yeah, obviously the statements by a few of the Tongan boys early really set the scene.
Yep.
I think it'll have a lot of people sit around the table and wonder how we're going to take this forward. Although it also comments from Cameron Smith, I thought were really valid about payments.
Mm.
And, you know, we felt that firsthand for the Lebanon team. So, you know, I think given everyone can sit down and give a little, I think if they can do that, then, you know, it's definitely somewhere we can take to the world. And I think it was funny, like some nations I thought went backwards compared to what they've done in the past.
New Zealand?
While others has improved out of sight. So I think taking that into consideration, we're just going to make sure that if we want to take it forward, we're going to make sure the competitions in those nations are the things we focus on and then just allow the result to happen. And that's the key.
Describe your experience as a coach of Lebanon who had their best World Cup, undoubtedly, and I think one of those sides that certainly captured the imagination of people, Fred.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I made a lot of friends. I've got some lifelong friends now. And that was sort of, we got that feeling early. You know, they were into what I was talking about and I was into what they were about.
Yeah.
And we all gave a little bit. And it was just an incredible time. You know, the final game to go down by 2 points to Tonga, you know, I think they ran for 700 more metres. We had to save about 5 tries and we had blokes who were sort of full-time builders and part-time footballers, taking on the likes of Tau Malolo, Fafitas, Fusatua, who was outstanding, and a few others. So, you know, looking at their bodies and their faces after games, and that was every game, sort of showed you how much can be achieved if you just put in for your teammate. And, you know, to be part of that was pretty extraordinary for me.
Yeah, look, with so many highlights and a fantastic World Cup. And, Freddie, some big news for you, of course. We all know you're taking on the Blues State of Origin coaching role next year. And you made a comment after the appointment which really struck me. You said you regard this as the biggest honour of your footballing career.
Yeah, well, once you've been on all ends of rugby league, I've coached, played, media, you know, a fan. I've been as every part, and you realise how important it is when, you know, it always goes back to Jack Gibson saying about getting your head office in order and getting your coaching staff right. And, you know, for people to walk away and say, that I was suitable for the position is a really big honour. So, and, you know, I think everyone realises the announcement that was made today. The most important part for me was to get some people around me, you know, of who I think are, you know, of the highest integrity, and naming Greg Alexander today was the first step. We were real close relationship, pretty much family, and I think everyone knows that watches footy, you know, how much he knows the game, so he's going to be invaluable to me.
We sing his praises on this program. He's been a guest on the program. Great admiration for Greg Alexander. Who else is going to join the team, Fred?
Mate, we're going to make most sure another announcement next week. Just sort of leak them out as we go along, but I think you'll have the same opinion of all the staff we name. And I think that's extremely important for what we want to do with the team, that, you know, they realise there's a lot of thought that's been put into the staff and what they can bring to the table. So that'll be announced next week, I'd say.
What do you want to do with the team? What were your takeouts from being coach at the Roosters? What were your takeouts of being coach of City all those years and of course, Lebanon just recently?
Well, the most important thing is personnel, and that's at all levels. So that's why a lot of thought has to go into the coaching and who I think is the best people for the job. And then also, from a playing point of view, the big thing I got out of, you know, watching Australia play is you need players that really play for the jumper, and to do that, you've got to play for your own jumper. So that's the one message I'll continually push, that we need the best players in the competition playing for New South Wales. I don't think we've had that for quite a while. So there's a good challenge there for a lot of players, and if they can get themselves to that sort of status, then we'll just help them along, and hopefully New South Wales can be touted now as having some of the best players in the world.
Can't wait for it. Freddie, we were mentioning earlier, life's all about timing, and in some respects, next year's a new era for Queensland. There'll be no Thurston, there'll be no Cooper Cronk. Does that push the door slightly open, or is it just game on again because you are playing Queensland?
Is it no Cronk? I didn't know that.
He announced it late after the game last night. Yeah.
Oh, did he really?
No more rep football.
He was very emotional before the game.
He was.
He's been such a classy player for both Australia and Queensland. So that'll be someone, as an Australian fan, we're going to sorely miss. But, given the fact that those blokes have played so much with each other, they're going to have to start coming up with some new combinations, which they've done really brilliantly over the last couple of years.
Well, Morgan's ready to go, isn't he, Fred?
Morgan's ready to go. I think they've got about four or five ready to go. You look at young Ash Taylor.
Milford, Munster.
Munster, there's plenty. So you got to say they've done an incredible job with their origin team and having players flow through. So that's been brilliant. But, we're going to worry about us. You know, we're going to get our bit right. And I think some of the things that flowed out of last camp and, you know, just as long as players acknowledge that what we're trying to do and the players that we want, and, you know, they'll be picked if they can achieve that with their clubs. And if they don't achieve with their clubs, the luxury, I suppose, we have now is we have some really good, strong players coming through.
One of the guys who you talked about being the best players in the competition, one of the guys who's made a name for himself very quickly is a guy named Nathan Cleary. As of next year, he'll be 21 years of age. You played State of Origin as an 18-year-old. Phil Gould, who might be one of those people that you're going to bring into the fold to help with New South Wales, has suggested that he's too young to be playing for New South Wales. Where do you sit with Nathan Cleary? I know we're a long way out.
Well, I suppose one thing important with Nathan Cleary is his partner is going to be James Maloney. So we'll get a good indication of how them two are working together. I think Nathan's, without doubt, his composure, what he shows for his club team. He's obviously still got things to work on in his game, and he acknowledges that. So, you know, it'll come down to how, you know, his relationship with Jimmy and how they work together, and that's going to be for all the halves. That's going to be the real key. It's not so much how they're going, but you've got to be able to work with your halves partner. And when you come into a camp, that's only you've got 10 days to prepare. It's, you know, it's about giving a little, not necessarily taking as much as you can. So, and that's something Nathan Cleary does just naturally. And, you know, if it's not next year or the year after, it'll be very soon. He just looks like one of those blokes from the first game he plays, it's going to be pretty hard to take it off him. So, I don't think I haven't. The hardest thing at the moment is try to stop picking teams because you never know what's going to happen. So it's the one thing I keep in my mind is every time I try to pick a team, I just squash it straight away and worry about what's important at the moment.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, don't worry, Fred. You haven't got a team, but you're the favourites to win the series.
Oh, are we?
Same every year, isn't it?
Yeah, $1.70. Queensland, $2.15.
What?
They're gone. They're gone, Queensland.
How do those gambling outlets make money? Have they not seen the records?
Have you seen what they pay us? We basically do this for free, Fred.
My God. There's one place I won't be investing in.
And good luck with the big merger with Tabcorp and Tass. Hey, Freddie, always great to have you on, mate. Appreciate your insights into that that game last night. And, of course, we're looking forward to what comes in the future for New South Wales with you at the helm. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, fellas. Thank you.
Thanks, Freddie.
Brad Freddie Fittler there, coach of New South Wales. I don't know about you, Ray. You talk about timing. There's something feels right about that.
I love the Fittler Alexander mix.
I can't wait till he's got them all with their shoes off, walking around, touching the grass, feeling the grass on their feet, just like Ron Willie got him to do as a youngster leading into the semi-finals. Connecting with the earth. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Fred's onto that.